Oh, K-Chung, 16:30 a.m. Whoa. How's everyone doing? It's Strip Mall. Thanks so much for tuning in today. K-Chung started a little late today, but we're all here. K-Chung's still happening. It's okay. Don't get bummed out. My guest for this week, as the Gregless Strip Mall carries on, we have Sabelle and Sam in the building. In the building.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming through and joining me again. You guys came like two months ago or so.
No, it was during the playoffs.
Get in that mic.
It was during the playoffs.
It was when the Lakers were still actually in the playoffs.
That's right. So that feels like a better time
in our lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for coming back. Jose's in the background and refuses to play music, but he's here though too.
Supervising.
He's kicking. Jose's just kicking it with his Maui t-shirt.
Bunch of different
summer
colors.
Vibes. Yeah, a little sunburn. He's playing soccer with 10-year-olds. He's doing his thing. But thanks for coming through, Jose. We just heard a great track that Sam offered. Who was that, Sam?
That was The Gay Lads covering The Sounds of Silence.
The sound.
The sound of silence.
It's only one silence.
Only be one sound of silence.
That's not a very nuanced interpretation of silence.
But we'll be here till 11 playing you whatever we can find and whatever we have at our fingertips. So don't go anywhere, because that'd be a horrible idea. There's plenty to get into.
There's a lot of space in this.
There's
in
a lot
the
of
strip
space.
Mall?
There's a lot of space to be filled in the next hour. Yeah. So if you stick around for 11, we have Reverberation. Chinese Rocks will be back next week. So for those who are missing their Chinese Rocks, come back next week, and they'll be here, and they'll be supplying what they do every week. So Eugene and Brent will be back then. But yeah, I guess the bell's gonna play the next track. What do we have? Ah, it's kchungradio.org, 16:30 a.m. Strip Mall. It's Strip Mall. Thanks for tuning in. It's Strip Mall, kchungradio.org, 1630 a.m., streaming all over the world, and also in Chinatown, L.A. We're here. We just played some jams. What do we have, Sabelle?
From the top here, we had Serge.
What was the last song we played?
Oh, yeah, Backwards.
Everything's
the
Backwards.
The last song, yeah, even, Radio World is like opposite world.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Awesome bit.
I'm new here. cool. So the last song that you heard was Nice Mover by Gina X Performance.
Great song.
Cool song, yeah.
Yeah.
Before that was Never Many.
Never Marry.
Never Marry a Railroad Man.
Nope.
Which we all know. From Shocking Blue. Before that, Lauren Gray with Starlight.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I like that song a lot.
Yeah.
And then we start off the set with
Yeah, Serge Gainsbourg with La Horse.
Yeah.
Or LA Horse, maybe.
Maybe LA Horse.
Maybe cool.
maybe La Mill. Maybe it's LA Mill. We don't know.
Don't know.
We just got joined by Nima and Jeff, who are in the background munching away on some chips. So they're hanging out too. It's a regular strip mall party here. And I'm happy you guys are enjoying. And we're supplying the soundtrack to it. So that's what's going down right now.
We're also supplying the snacks to it.
We got the snacks. And then we got, speaking of snacks, we have some maybe recommended dishes later on in the show that you may supply.
Yeah,
you may.
Stay tuned.
Some exclusive recipes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are these like?
I don't know what I'm gonna. I don't know what's gonna happen yet.
All right.
It's a surprise for me too. I don't want to blow my cover.
Yeah. Do you know what type of cuisine we may be introduced to later on tonight?
It'll probably be quick and easy. Quick and easy cuisine.
So it's mac and cheese.
Or what Sam calls light fare.
Light fare. All right. Well, I'm excited.
Cool.
Cool. Sam's got something on deck. It's a strip mall, 16:30 a.m.
That was great. Welcome back, K-Chung Radio.
.org.
1630 a.m. in Chinatown. What did we have just then, Sam?
We had She's Like Heroin to Me by the Gun Club, and before that was L.A. by the Ball.
You mean La?
La. It's about music. Right now, I'm going to read you a little recipe, a little quick recipe for those of you who are getting your 1030 munchies.
Word. And, everyone in the back.
I'm going to explain to you guys how to make homemade pasta without the use of a pasta roller.
Word?
It's so good.
Do tell.
We need three ingredients only.
Okay.
Two of which you probably already have at home. So you got, if you have 1 pound of flour, uh-huh, or 3 cups, 1 pound of ricotta cheese, and 2 large eggs.
Actually, I do have that at home.
Awesome. Okay, so you can go home and make this, and maybe next week you can tell us all how it went.
Okay.
We're going to make Italian handmade ricotta cavatelli. So what you do is you put all your flour in a bowl. Sorry, you put, reserve a little bit of flour.
Okay.
And then you want to just make a well with the with your fingers, which, mm-hmm, is basically a little hole. You dump in all your eggs, mm-hmm, lightly beaten. You dump in a whole pound of cheese. And then you just want to slowly start adding your ricotta or your flour from the sides, slowly. Be patient, this is important. Slowly mix all your ingredients together until, okay, it comes together into a dough. It'll take like 10 minutes max.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be pretty sticky. What you want to do then is take it out of the bowl, gently flour it, and either cover it with a bowl or wrap it in plastic, and you leave it for 30 minutes. You can go watch like a TV show.
Yeah.
So easy.
And that's it?
Well, you have a lump of dough at this point.
Okay.
Okay, step two. Step two, you take your dough.
Okay. And then?
Okay, you take your dough, you cut it in quarters with a knife. Mm-hmm. Easy. And you want to keep your 3 quarters covered in plastic. You take 1 quarter and you roll it into a snake. Okay. You can have like kids do it. It's so easy. And then when it's a quarter inch thick, you just want to cut it into half inch slices, pieces, mm-hmm, little tubes.
Uh-huh.
When you do that with your whole rope, you take your first finger and your third finger, like your scout's honor.
Yeah.
And you push down on your little piece and you just roll it towards you really hard and it'll roll up onto itself. If that makes any sense,
yeah,
you'll have really amazing fresh pasta. And then you can just dump it all, once you've done your whole ball of dough, mm-hmm, just dump it all in water for a minute.
Okay.
And cook it however you want.
And that's it?
That's it.
So how long do you think the whole thing's going to take?
An hour.
I can't have that time.
I'll make it for you. Right?
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm it's sad. I mean, I should learn. I should learn these things. I'm what's that shit called? Tuna helper, dude.
Hamburger helper. Oh, tuna helper.
Tuna helper.
Whoa.
Not big on the hamburger helper. That little hand rubs me the wrong way.
Well, you know, maybe. I think tuna helper has a little hand.
Does it?
I don't know.
Probably. I guess so, because you need a helping hand.
Maybe after we play some more sweet music, I,
yeah,
can give you a homemade tuna recipe that you can make with your homemade cavatelli.
That sounds super good.
It might be worth it. It might be worth the hour.
No, that's true.
Cool. Well,
there's very little nutrients in tuna
helper.
I hope
some people out there heard me read that recipe and are going to try it and like blow their own minds.
If you do,
it's so good.
If you try the recipe, you should let us know, and we'll Strip Mall will send you a special Strip Mall K-Chung Radio gift.
Yeah.
And let us and take a oh, if you can take a picture of it. Bonus points if you take a picture of the dish. That would be amazing. So what's the dish called?
It's called cavatelli.
Cavatelli.
Cavatelli is just the shape of the pasta.
All right.
Because normally you need like a roller to make pasta.
Mm-hmm.
This is really awesome because anyone can do it. You only need three ingredients. Yeah. And you only need an hour.
Yeah.
And it's going to make like a ton of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fresh. And if you've never had fresh pasta before,
I never
you're
going
to love it.
Never
you're
have.
You're really going to love it.
Let's do it right now.
We're going to make it.
All right, y'all.
And we'll talk about
it. We're going to preheat the oven.
We're going to make it in the Kaechang Industrial Kitchen, which is really awesome. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you come down.
The chefs from the restaurant where they shot Rush Hour, they come here sometimes to use the kitchen because the amenities are just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Really state of the art.
Yeah. Some real chefs, top chef type stuff.
Cool. Well, thanks for letting me read my recipe.
No, thank you. I think if you don't, this should be like a regular thing.
Yeah.
You should even like call in remotely.
Okay.
That'd be tight.
Maybe I'll send you a recipe when I'm not here and you can read it.
Ah, that's boring.
And
no.
Translate.
No one trusts me. I just admitted I make
tuna
helper.
We'll make a chef of you yet.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, more music.
All right, y'all, it's strip mall.
That was awesome.
You can't hold me down. You can't hold me, but you can't hold me down. You but you can't hold me.
I'm burning up, burning up for your love. I'm burning up, burning up.
Oh, hey, y'all. You just heard a double dose of Tiger Trap.
Back to back lunchbox hour.
I was so excited when you played that.
Cool. Yeah, I was excited when you got excited and you played another song.
I had to do it because I was like, I could play this band, I could play this other band, but cool. I just want to hear more Tiger Trap.
I hope people out in the world are just going to like listen to Tiger Trap all night now.
I hope so too. After River Abrasion, who's up next? Yeah. DJ Womp Womp's till 12. But then
don't
after
touch
12,
that dial.
Don't touch that. After that though, you should do more Tiger Trap. It's so gratifying.
Mm-hmm. It's really good for like doing your laundry.
Yeah.
You know, making ricotta cavatelli.
Yes.
It's good.
You heard the track You and Me, and then Sibel, you had
My Broken Heart was before that.
Yes.
Sam played Madonna's Burning Up, a sweet demo from Prima Donna.
Prima Donna.
Prima Donna.
It's funny because you always hear like Madonna was part of like the New York scene in the 80s, like dabbled with all the,
and you're like, yeah, right,
all the punks and new wavers or whatever. Yeah, and you're like, no. But you kind of hear it. There's a riff in that song that's like kind of has like a post-punk vibe. You hear it.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. Sam. Oh, and then we had Arthur Russell. Sorry, with You Can't Hold Me Down, parentheses Felix, for some reason. It's a weird extended mix of the song.
Felix mix.
It was I made the mix. I didn't want to put myself on blast, but okay, I made it. Fine, whatever. Secrets out. And that was the set. That's what we started off the set with. And that kind of concludes our show. DJ Womp Womps is in the building. We're going to be hanging out, I think, for a little bit. But he's going to take over for the next hour.
And if you've tried that recipe and you have any questions,
yeah,
you should. Can they call in or can they aim you or
they? They could go to the Facebook page and they could post on the wall
the picture of what they tried to make.
Yeah,
or our success.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All successes and failures are welcome.
It's so true.
I just hope one person, if you make this and don't take a picture of it,
mm-hmm.
just I hope you feel guilty. I really want to see.
I hope it tastes horrible.
They're going to look weird.
It's going to be tricky, yeah. But I'm going to try it.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going to listen back to the show because it's archived. Everyone should go back and re-listen to the show. Relive the magic that was the past hour. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to take notes. I'm going to give it a shot.
Awesome. I hope you do.
It's going to be disgusting. But I'm going to give it a shot.
But it's gonna be your decision.
It's
a
yeah,
it's
yeah,
foolproof.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's foolproof.
Yeah.
No fail. Because I don't know who's listening out there.
Everyone.
You.
The world.
May be tuna helpers as well.
You might be the tuna helper hand.
You may be. Maybe.
You might bite the hand that feeds tonight.
Sibel, Sam, thanks for coming today. This is really fun. I'm always happy to have you guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank
we love
you.
Being here.
Glad it's over.
I know, me too. You guys
we'll
will be back,
back
though.
Come back soon. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, please come back.
Thank you.
Shouts out to Greg, who's out in Berlin. Thanks to Solomon, as always, for doing this thing that he does.
Yeah, thanks, Solomon.
Much appreciated. And
we have a quick shout out to our capoeira party.
Yeah, capoeira.
The capoeiristas on Everett Street.
Rep, rep.
Drinking their caperginas.
Rep, rep. We have one final song. Sam, you want to play us out?
Yeah, this one's for all you drifters out there. It's called Born on a Train by the Magnetic Fields.
All right.
See ya.
K-Chung Radio. Thanks for listening. Turns into a